This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Health officials are warning that the COVID-19 pandemic has reached a critical point that requires everyone in our region to stop gathering with non-household members to slow the spread of the virus. Dr. Ellen Hodges is the chief of staff for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Our test positivity rate has really dramatically increased in the last 2 weeks. That is an indication of a pandemic out of control.
In those 2 weeks, 126 people in the region tested positive for COVID-19, accounting for nearly half the cases since the pandemic began. In those 2 weeks, the percentage of people testing positive jumped from 1% to nearly 5%. That's a sharp increase in a short period of time. YKHC is conducting about the same number of tests, but more people are testing positive. If that rate keeps climbing, that likely means people will not get the health care they need. Hodges says it will overwhelm YKHC's capacity to test enough people to know who is sick and who isn't.
Once your test positivity rate gets to, say, 10 or 12%, then the virus is basically raging out of control. You're not testing enough people. You don't have enough people to test all the people. And a lot of people are getting sick and are in the community who are positive and not getting tested.
To prevent the region from reaching that point, YKHC is urging everyone to stop hosting and attending gatherings with people outside their households. YKHC's case investigations show that most cases in the region were contracted from people gathering with family and friends.
The people you know, it's not, for the most part, it's not strangers. It's not, we're not seeing much transmission, say, in the grocery store, things like that.
One person in the region who tested positive infected over 40 people with the virus by visiting with others. Hodges says the transmission can happen quickly and from someone who appears healthy.
The largest amount of virus that you have in your system is actually in that 36 hours before you start showing symptoms. So you may feel perfectly well, but still be able to infect people.
Other people never experience symptoms, but can still transmit the virus. The warning to stop gathering with friends and family becomes more urgent as temperatures drop and people start spending more time indoors and as the holidays approach. The warning also applies to outdoor gatherings.
Now is not the time. Keep your social circles nice and small. Keep them real tight. Maybe your household only, maybe one or two people whose mask wearing and infection control matches your own.
Community spread of the virus has occurred in Bethel, Quinnahock, and Nunapichuk. In Quinnahock, the outbreaks are still occurring, but the pace of new cases is slowing. At least 66 people in the village have tested positive in the past 2 weeks. In Nunapichuk, there are no active cases after a long lockdown.
There are some families there who have been in quarantine for weeks, and I'm just so grateful for everyone and everything that they've done to make that outbreak better. But it really involved a concerted village-wide effort to hunker down and shelter in place and not do visiting, not leaving their household, and just working really, really hard to get that under control.
YKHC began community-wide COVID-19 testing in Chivac this week after a resident tested positive for the virus. YKHC says it will take everyone following health precautions to contain the virus in the region by avoiding gatherings, wearing a mask in public, washing hands frequently, and quarantining after travel. And for the daily COVID-19 update, YKHC announced 18 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. There are 79 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 280 cases since March. Turning to politics, Al Gross is running as a one-issue candidate. On the Democratic ballot as an independent for Alaska's U.S. Senate seat, Gross wants to reform health care. He says he does not want to take away the choices that exist now, but he does want to add a new choice because private health care is so expensive, especially in Alaska where costs are some of the highest in the country.
It's really hurting a lot of people that live here in the state and keeping businesses from moving here. So I would very much be in favor of letting individuals and small businesses have the choice. And if they want to buy Medicare directly, they should have that right. It will be so much cheaper and I think it'll really help open up our economy.
Gross says this is a Medicare as a, quote, public option, not the Medicare for all being championed by progressive Democrats. Gross claims he is neither a Republican nor a Democrat, though he says he is mostly a Republican when it comes to economic issues, except in the area of health care.
I'm fiscally conservative. I don't believe government should get in people's personal private lives at all. I'm not going to take away anybody's guns. And I believe in a strong and enforceable immigration policy. So I think all of those are to the right of the Democratic platform. But the Republicans have completely failed when it's come to health care, when it came to controlling the pandemic.
Gross, who grew up in a political family, is not a politician. He has spent his life working as a doctor, both as a surgeon and running health organizations. This U.S. Senate bid is his first campaign for any political seat. He argues that does not mean he has not been a leader in his profession.
No, I've never run for public office because I've always been a doctor. But I think I'm very, very qualified to step in, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to be a career politician to run for the United States Senate.
Al Gross says he does not support either the Pebble nor the Donlin mines, but would support communities working with mining companies to see if they can come to a compromise that both the community and he could support. Gross made his comments on Coffee at KYUK. Listen to the full interview on KYUK's website. Lastly, the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention begins today and runs through tomorrow. Tune into a live broadcast of the event on 640 AM KYUK, airing AFN from 9 AM to noon and from 1 to 4 PM today and tomorrow. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.